A U.S. Senate panel has ignored international criticism over the country's spying programs. The panel has approved a plan which allows the government to continue its mass espionage activities. The U.S. is under fire for snooping on personal data and communications of millions of people around the world. Several major technology companies have called for reforms to U.S. spying programs. The internet giants made the call in a letter to the Senate. The appeal comes after it was revealed that the company's data centers were hacked by the U.S. spy agency. The besieged Gaza Strip comes under a fresh Israeli attack. A Palestinian has been killed and another one injured following the Israeli military's shelling of Khan Yunis. Eyewitnesses say Israeli tanks and armored bulldozers came about 100 meters inside the besieged coastal enclave. Palestinian officials have slammed Israeli plans to build new settlement units on occupied Palestinian territory. Palestinian Authority of Foreign Minister Riyad al-Malki says the PA is planning to turn to international courts to stop the settlement building. Tel Aviv's settlement activities are considered illegal under international law. The U.S. government says Israeli warplanes have launched an airstrike on Syria. Washington claims the attack targeted a shipment of missiles in a military base near the city of Latakia. Israeli authorities have not commented on the issue yet. There are also no reports of casualties. A former BBC radio presenter has been jailed for 22 years for sexually abusing boys. Michael Sutcher was convicted of 26 offences earlier this month. The news comes amid an ongoing investigation into a massive sexual abuse scandal involving former BBC star Jimmy Savile. A powerful earthquake has rocked the central parts of Chile. Authorities say the epicenter of the 6.6 magnitude earthquake was about 400 kilometers north of the capital, Santiago. No deaths or major damage has been reported so far. Chile is one of the world's most earthquake-prone countries. Outrage is growing worldwide, that is, over a video showing a Saudi man beating his foreign employee. The Asian worker received the beating for allegedly speaking to his employer's wife. International rights groups have reported extensive abuse of migrant workers in Saudi Arabia.